Good morning. High pressure simply locked in across interior New York and New England with another clear, chilly start to the day throughout the region. Many places are well down in the 20s and even some teens across the higher terrain and the deeper mountain valleys. But we'll have a nice rebound with abundant sunshine today. We'll see readings shoot past the freezing point up through the 30s and into the 40s for afternoon highs, some places even touching just about to 50 degrees. That high pressure will give way in the mid-levels of the atmosphere to a weak disturbance passing through tonight and tomorrow, but all this disturbance can muster up will be a few high to mid-level clouds. So with partly cloudy skies tonight, temperatures will still be allowed to drop back into the 20s and sunshine through high clouds tomorrow with highs in the middle to upper 40s. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, drier and milder weather for the big travel day on Wednesday as highs will reach the upper 40s to around 50 and even milder with high pressure in control for Thanksgiving Day with lots of sunshine and highs across the region making it into the lower 50s. On Friday, a weak disturbance will start to break down the ridge of high pressure and another wave of low pressure will move through Friday night. As a result, we'll have sunshine giving way to increasing clouds during the day Friday, with rain showers moving in after dark. Still, though, temperatures will be in the lower 50s for afternoon highs. That system will be over top of us on Saturday with mostly cloudy skies and some rain showers as highs stay in the 40s. Then behind the system, perhaps a few flurries and snow showers, especially in lake effect favored areas, and temperatures will slide back into the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of storms continues to pound the west coast with heavy rain, mountain snow, and strong winds. Winter storm warnings are out for the Washington Cascades, the mountains of eastern Washington, and northernmost Idaho. As much as 1 to 2 feet of snow will fall in some of these locations, although snow levels will rise during the day. Flood watches and warnings have also been issued as rainfall amounts through Tuesday morning could reach 7 inches in the coastal mountains of southwest Washington and northwest Oregon and in the south Washington and north Oregon Cascades with up to 3 inches in the inland valleys. Finally, high wind warnings are in effect, especially for coastal locations, but across the mountains as well. A south wind of 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to 60 to 70 miles per hour expected for coastal communities and 40 to 50 mile per hour with gusts to 70 mile per hour winds and near 80 near the beaches and headlands. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Batman, Turkey at 10:20 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. The last report of hail was at Billings, Montana at 10:41 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were no daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, and there were also no daily record lows, but one record low was tied at Circle Hot Springs, Alaska. It was 42 degrees below zero. This ties the old record in 1969. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 32 degrees with a west wind at 13 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 24 degrees, the dew point 21, 88% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.57 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Falfurrias, Texas, and Opa-locka and Miami, both in Florida, to a low of 10 above zero at Berlin, New Hampshire, and Saranac Lake, New York. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 48 degrees, the low 21, the average temperature 35, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, now 83 hundredths of an inch, and 32.90 for the year. There were 30 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 447, that's 28 above normal, and 933 for the season, which is 131 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 71, set in 1921, and the record low, 12, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:52 a.m., sunset this evening 4:29 p.m., 9 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, chilly today with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and chilly today with highs right around 50. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny, chilly today with highs right around 50. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine but still chilly today with highs right around 50. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny, chilly today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, high clouds, highs in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds dry on Wednesday, upper 40s to around 50. Mostly sunny Thanksgiving Day in the lower 50s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Friday, lower 50s, with showers Friday night into Saturday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy Saturday afternoon, back into the mid-40s, and a few flurries and snow showers Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, with highs in the middle to upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.